Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez from Good To Be Social. And today we're going to try something a little bit different. So for our loyal listeners, you know that typically we have a guest on this podcast, and I will ask our guests to introduce themselves and ask a series of questions on a particular topic. Today, we're going to flip things around a little bit. Our guest today is going to be our host today. Leah Dudek, who is our channel account manager at HubSpot, is going to be asking me some questions about how we work with law firms when it comes to HubSpot. So with that, I am going to introduce Leah and take it away.
Thank you so much, Guy. I am honored to be here and really excited to ask you a few questions, because over the past couple of years that we've worked together, I've really been intrigued as I've watched you work with law firms and make really impactful changes in their business. So I'm excited to ask you a few questions that I came up with.
I'm excited to answer them.
The first one's, I think, relatively easy. Just the history of Good To Be Social. So how did you get started working with HubSpot?
So that's a great question. So when we started to look for both a CRM and a marketing automation platform, we did a lot of research in the market. And, you know, what we thought would be the best choice is, because, you know, it seemed like a lot of companies were using it, was we decided to get Salesforce as our CRM. And because we had Salesforce, we said, well, if we have Salesforce, then we should use Pardot as our marketing automation platform. And so we started on our journey with them, and it was a terrible, terrible experience. We got a little bit of onboarding consulting from a Salesforce partner that did a halfway decent job at setting us up. But then that was it. We were basically on our own. We had never done marketing automation before. We really had no idea how to do certain things. And then whenever we would run into problems, you know, Salesforce sales support was just not good. Every time we called them, instead of trying to help us, they would try to sell us another solution. So even before our year ended, we decided that there was no way that we were going to continue. And so we started to do more research. We thought about HubSpot. We had a call with HubSpot. We loved the whole idea of working with HubSpot, both as our own platform, but also one of the things that was really attractive to us is working with people like you, you know, our channel account managers, that would help us to help our clients and help us to figure out what would be the best way to sell our services around the HubSpot platform. And so here we are, you know, 4 or 5 years later, and we are huge proponents of HubSpot. HubSpot has obviously evolved significantly since we started, but I have found it to be an incredible resource for our business. Our partnership with you and with Anna, our former channel account manager, was fantastic. And it really has transformed our business, but also, you know, has helped us to help our clients in a much more effective way than we were able to in the past.
Well, you can't see me right now, but I am just beaming with pride, because I think one of the biggest pieces of satisfaction of my role in particular is seeing our partners succeed and, of course, our clients. But I just love hearing the transformation that you've had within your business. So thank you for that.
True story, 100%.
You know, there's another thing I was thinking about as you were chatting through that is, clearly you have a specialty in working with law firms. And in a prior life, I know you were a lawyer as well. So I'd love to hear from you. Why do you think law firms in particular should use HubSpot?
That's a great question. So going back to my days as a lawyer, or even before that in law school, they don't really teach you how to run a business. Yeah. They teach you how to practice law. And then, you know, what happens is you're now a lawyer, you work at a firm, but, you know, you don't really know like how to develop new business, how to get new clients. And so law firms really struggle with figuring that out. And there is, you know, sort of a cultural thing with law firms, especially larger law firms, where, you know, sales is a dirty word. They don't use the term sales. They use the term business development. I guess it's a more elegant term. But at the end of the day, it, you know, you're selling your services just like any other type of professional services firm out there. So HubSpot really enables law firms to do a better job of raising awareness of their services their firm and their lawyers with their target audience, and then being able to track that engagement and then trying to convert those engaged opportunities into clients. And what I think is really amazing about HubSpot is, you know, when we started to use HubSpot, and, you know, an agency is really no different than a law firm, right? We sell marketing services, law firms sell legal services. It's legal advice or marketing advice, not very different. And when we started to work with HubSpot, we really licensed it for the marketing components. And it, you know, it has such robust functionality and so many great things that you can do all from one place, right? From managing your social media, to managing your online advertising, to keeping track of all of your emails and your landing pages. And now there's chat functionalities and forms and, you know, video. And it's all in one place. So that is really powerful. But when you then now think about, well, not only is it this, but it's also a CRM platform that is super powerful and enables you to really connect the marketing side of things with the sales or, you know, in the law firm speak, business development. It really provides law firms with a central hub, thus HubSpot, where you can really do all of your marketing and business development from that platform. So I thought, you know, that's why I think it's so powerful. And that's why we're seeing more and more of our clients and more law firms jumping on the HubSpot bandwagon, right? There's a lot of point solutions out there in the market, and especially in the legal market, you know, firms really try to stick to one solution that other firms are using. But a lot of those solutions are antiquated, or they don't really do the things that modern technology is doing. So HubSpot is a great platform. It's also super user-friendly. You don't have to be like a tech guru in order to use it. And if you ever run into problems, HubSpot has such great support. And it's so easy to get in touch with someone and, you know, through chat and then sharing your screen. And they always, always resolve whatever issues we're having, either for ourselves or for our clients. So I think that's why HubSpot is so powerful and why more and more law firms are turning to it as a solution for their business development and their marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. I know when, you know, I think about law firms in general, typically we're trying to solve some sort of problem or issue for a potential client. And, you know, the inbound methodology as a whole is you're trying to put things out there to help educate. So it's not like you were saying, right, like sales is such a dirty word. We're really trying to help individuals and develop relationships. And HubSpot is a great tool for law firms to do that.
And that's a great point. It used to be that the purchasers of legal services were not really sophisticated. They didn't know much about the law, so they really relied on lawyers to tell them what they should be doing. That has changed significantly, right? With the internet, and there's so much great content out there that now, you know, typically when a client or a potential client is getting in touch with a law firm, they probably already researched whatever issue they're having and have figured out that, you know, they do need to hire a law firm, and they probably already did the research and figured based upon the content that the law firm they're contacting is probably the right firm because of the content they're putting out there, the experience and all those different things. So the education part is really different now than it used to be.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Really good stuff. So I had another question, which was really trying to understand which specific features in HubSpot you think would be beneficial for law firms. But I think you really answer that in conjunction with the prior question. So I thought of another one, and I'm thinking about this as you're talking through law firms adopting technology and potentially changing the way they do things internally. What do you think the biggest challenges law firms might face when they're trying to implement or license HubSpot?
So I think there's a couple of different things that we've run into whenever we talk to law firms. So interestingly, a lot of times we'll talk to a law firm that has several different issues. They can't quantify, you know, how they're doing from a marketing perspective. They don't have the right tools to really view the analytics in a way that is not just, you know, your basic Google Analytics, but more personal analytics to really see the success of and be able to measure the success of whatever marketing efforts they're doing. So a lot of times when we'll say to them, well, have you heard of HubSpot or have you thought about HubSpot? Their answer will be like, yeah, you know, we looked at their website or we spoke to a rep there, but they're really a consumer company. They're not for law firms. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, your direct sales rep are getting better at that. But if you don't really understand the way law firms work and how they work, it's possible for marketing people at law firms or even for lawyers to say, this is really not a tool for me. So I think there's a problem there. And it goes back to, you know, what I just said, you know, they don't like the word sales. So when you start talking sales, they kind of get turned off, or it's not the right tool for us. When in reality it is, it's just a different way of thinking. So one of the biggest challenges is getting an understanding of how HubSpot can actually help them as a law firm to do the things that law firms actually do. And once we actually do a demo for them that is speaking their language and puts together case studies and examples that they totally understand, it's like all of a sudden a light bulb goes off and they said, oh, wow, this is amazing. Tell me more, right? So I think that's one of the problems they have. The other problem they have is a problem that we had, you know, I mentioned at the beginning when we were using Pardot, but I think this really goes to any marketing automation platform, is the technology is great, but if you don't have a content engine driving the technology and you don't have a good understanding of, you know, how do you do a drip email campaign? You know, how many drips should you have? What should be in those drips? How do you create a landing page that is going to convert highly? How do you use chat technology to help make it easier for you to attract and retain potential clients? So the technology is great, but without the know-how of how to leverage and use the technology, a lot of times law firms will purchase or license HubSpot, but then they don't really know how to use it. And then they decide, well, this isn't really for us, right? So I think that's what I see the biggest problem is. I think the technology is phenomenal, but I think that law firms need a lot of help in understanding how to use the technology to accomplish their business objectives.
Yeah. And I think that's where being a partner really helps amplify the software. Anytime I work with a client, whether it's a law firm or just another client in general, we talk about, you know, HubSpot is the race car, but you still need a driver. And whether
exactly.
You yep. or that's a partner that's helping you drive that car, put the gas in the car and navigate it around the racetrack, you really need to have somebody help you. Just buying HubSpot doesn't, you know, solve all of the issues that you're experiencing. Another thing that I've learned in working with your clients is this notion of staying connected with your clients year mm-hmm. after year and having a clear understanding of how are they working on your website? What actions are they taking? What are they trying to figure out? Gives an attorney a really good holistic view of that client to properly help them.
100%. 100%. That is so important, especially now and in these days. And a lot of firms that don't have the right technology, they don't have any visibility. They don't know, you know, who's coming to their website. They may know how many people are coming, how long they're staying, you know, what content they're seeing, but they don't know who they are. They don't know if they're coming from one of their key accounts or if they're a competitor or a vendor or a potential client or a reporter. So without getting visibility into who's actually coming to your website and what they're doing there, it sort of limits your effectiveness, right? And so that's one of the great things about the HubSpot technology, you know, being able to track that and being able to get real meaningful insight at the individual or at the company level, which you don't really have unless you have, you know, the right technology.
Absolutely. So that brings up another question I have for you, which goes directly in line with, you know, how we're helping law firms is, in particular, what types of services does Good2Be Social provide that helps law firms with regards to not only HubSpot training and onboarding, but ongoing support? Can you help law firms once you get HubSpot up and running?
Absolutely. So typically we will start with the onboarding. So we will help to, you know, get all their contacts up, connect their domain so they can create landing pages and they can send out emails. A lot of times we'll create custom properties for them so that the properties match the way they do their business. We'll help them and give them best practices on, you know, how to use emails, how to create their templates, what are effective landing pages, those types of things. Then we do a lot of training around HubSpot. So we offer a lot of training programs that, again, really help them to understand how a technology like HubSpot can help them in their day-to-day marketing and business development activities. And we do this for lawyers as well as for marketing and business development professionals at law firms. But then really what a lot of our clients do is they just rely on us to continue to help them to execute their campaigns and to develop strategies around them, right? So they have a specific campaign and they'll come to us and say, okay, you know, how do we reach our target audience? Once we reach that audience, how do we track it? How do we get them through that buyer's journey so that, you know, leads can become opportunities and opportunities can become clients? And so we help them to do all of that, right? We help them to figure it all out and what are the right steps. And then we help them to track, we help them to surface opportunities. And now we're getting more and more involved in the business development end of things, right? How do you now take those clients or companies that are most engaged and create specific, very customized campaigns to get them to either give you more of their business if they're already your clients, or if they're not your clients, to get them to become clients? And that's the whole idea around account-based marketing or ABM, which I know we're going to talk a little bit about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, why don't we go there, right? So I think that ABM is this term that's been thrown around in the marketing world. And you and I have talked about how impactful it can be for law firms. So as you're aware, HubSpot rolled out the new ABM feature last year, right around May. From your perspective, why do you think that this is such an important feature for law firms to leverage in particular?
So I think it's hugely important. And I think ABM as a marketing and as a business strategy is hugely important for law firms, right? Most large law firms, medium and large law firms, they rely on their target accounts, their key accounts, and rely on them to generate more and more business for them, right? And an ABM strategy enables you to do that, right? It enables you to focus in on your target accounts, figure out what really is important to them, develop very customized strategies for them, very customized value propositions, create campaigns, see where the engagement is going, and really help to build and expand those relationships so that firms can expand their work within some of their clients and generate a larger share of wallet. And, you know, law firms have been trying to cross-sell their services for a long time. It's not something that's necessarily new. What's new is technologies like HubSpot that enable you to do that in a way that was never before possible, or at least much easier than it used to be. And then at the same time, typically what's working for your clients would probably work for similarly situated companies. So taking that knowledge and applying it to and targeting companies that you think are going to be interested based upon their activity online or things that they're doing, that also helps to not just get repeat business from your clients, but get new business from new clients.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's so interesting when we work with clients, you know, we're largely trying to figure out how do we allocate our budget in the most cost-effective way where it's going to give us a return, right? And so ABM is so smart because now we can really hone in on who we want to spend our money targeting, but more importantly, where are we spending our time? Because especially with law firms, that's billable hours. That's where the rubber meets the road. So we want to make sure that we're effective with our soft dollar costs as well. And you know, if we do have a marketing team internally, or we have sales, quote unquote, business development individuals, that we're focused on the right types of companies and we're not spinning our wheels.
Absolutely. And I think the great thing about HubSpot is, again, it's the hub for everything, right? So you can use it to manage your marketing and business development all in one place. And the big part of ABM is not just the technology, but it's really getting the marketing team and the business development team to work collaboratively to really, you know, achieve the goals that you want to achieve, right? It's not just about throwing a bunch of content out there and hoping that the right people are going to see it. It's thinking about who are your target accounts, who are your most likely clients that are, they can afford you and are going to appreciate the type of work you do as a law firm, and then developing very customized strategies around that. And HubSpot enables you to do that better than any platform I've seen.
And we have a teaser because you and I are hosting a webinar soon on ABM as well, right?
That is correct. And we will be posting that on the show notes. But yes, I'm very excited about doing an ABM for Law Firms webinar. and having you and some other people on the webinar. So we'll be posting that information on the show notes.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to that one as well. So I know we only have a couple more minutes together, and I have one very important question that I want to make sure I get in. So as a partner, you're aware of this as well. Maybe your listeners are as well, but HubSpot is really positioning themselves as, you know, a CRM platform and not just an inbound marketing platform, right? And we've kind of alluded to a couple of things in which you can leverage the CRM tools within a law firm. And I'm curious, as we think about where HubSpot is going and the fact that we can now position HubSpot as a CRM platform to compete with, you know, the larger folks like the Salesforce you mentioned at the beginning of our chat, I'm curious from your perspective, how do you think HubSpot compares to the other CRMs or even marketing automation platforms that your current clients or law firms use in general?
So I'm not going to name any names, but
I know which one you're thinking of.
Yeah, there is a CRM platform out there that a lot of the larger firms use. They have a huge penetration on the market. And when I talk to lawyers and when I talk to marketing and business development professionals, they hate it. They don't like it. They think it's overly complicated and difficult to use. Lawyers don't like it. And so, as you know, we are working very diligently with HubSpot to figure out a solution that would enable law firms to either migrate from that platform or connect that platform, giving them the choice to do one or the other. And, you know, with the introduction of custom objects within HubSpot, we are working in order to create an environment that really will be able to handle the law firm business as the unique business that it is, and at the same time, leverage all of the fantastic functionality that HubSpot has. And also, you know, the ease of use. And I think that is something that people are really craving at law firms. And when they use HubSpot, they're like, this is so easy to use. It just makes sense. It's not overly complicated. There's not an abundance of features that you will never use. So our goal is to, you know, leverage that great CRM platform that you guys have built and then add some custom objects that will enable law firms to use that platform in a way that mimics their business and the way they do business.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of one client in particular we were working with together. We were talking about leveraging the CRM and just some of the efficiency tools like templates and sequences to be able to leverage that from their inbox and not necessarily have to log into the CRM was really impactful for them because it's not another tool. The attorneys are already working in their inbox/outbox, and it's just a plugin that makes it incredibly easy for them to use. But then the organization as a whole is still getting that activity and tracking those conversations. So it's helpful for record keeping purposes. So I think there are going to be a tremendous amount of opportunity for us this year as we work together to really hone in on law firms. And I think one of the best features of HubSpot is it can really be malleable to the business that you're in, and you and I are working together to really build something really nice for law firms. So I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
Well, Guy, it's been so fun to ask you a few questions. I really appreciate the opportunity to be featured and be a guest on your podcast. And I'm looking forward to helping you continue to grow throughout 2021 and beyond.
Thank you, Leah. It's been great to be interviewed on our own podcast, We're a Change. And it's always great to work with you. And you really have been a game changer for us. And I very much are looking forward to continuing to work with you and to continuing to help our clients to really take their practice and their business to the next level. So thank you for being on the show today. I really appreciate it. For our listeners, I hope you enjoy this episode. If you don't want to miss any future episodes, please go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe there. You can also check out some of our past episodes and be on the lookout for the show notes and an invitation to the ABM webinar that will be coming shortly. Thank you again to all of you. And Leah, thank you again and see you next time.